This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Back down to New Orleans on the Pheasant Fest hotline. National Pheasant Fest and Quail Classic is coming to the Kansas City Convention Center March 7th to the 9th. Visit pheasantfest.org. And our guest on that hotline, of course, is Danen Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver. He is in New Orleans. He'll be on the broadcast of the big game this Sunday right here on 96.5 The Fan. He is presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. Danen, how's New Orleans treating you so far, my man?
So far, so good, fellas. Been good down here, down at Radio Row right now, and this seems to be probably the craziest day that it's been here all week so far. So I think everybody's starting to come in town, and you got a bunch of other former NFL players and actually current NFL players that are here along Radio Row. So it's kind of been fun to kind of people watch, and you got the McAfee shows on, and the other ESPN and Fox shows up, and Kay Adams show and stuff like that. So just kind of perusing the area a little bit, getting ready for the game.
Have you made sure, is Dusty just hovering over the Kay Adams set? Have you seen if he's nearby?
I have not. Okay. I thought I saw maybe somebody rolling around underneath the set, so maybe that was him, but who knows?
Can't rule it out, Danen. Definitely can't rule it out. Speaking of the game, because we're now just 3 days away from the game.
Yeah.
My stance is obviously we know that Saquon Barkley is an incredibly important player, but I also don't think you should just sell out to stop the run. I feel like the teams who do that, Saquon ends up burning them worse in a lot of ways. I feel like some yardage is fine. I'm just trying to avoid the 60-yard gain.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely a dynamic when you have a running back to his caliber that you want to pay attention to him, but to make the entire focus of your defense just that, you open yourself up for other big plays by other guys. And it's just about discipline. I think you get to this game, the teams that get to this game and then go through this game the way they got here are the teams that are usually victorious. You do dance with the girl that brought you. You do what got you there. And that's the one thing about having an identity. And I believe that we have an identity on offense, defense, and special teams. Doesn't mean that they don't have one either. Just means that the team that sticks to their identity is probably going to be put in a position to win this game over the other. That's just a fact. I mean, you look at the other teams that we've played, not just in other Super Bowls, but just leading up to each Super Bowl. It's usually the criticism that we give them is, man, they did something a little weird. They did something different than they've done before. And that didn't bode well, whether it was Sean McDermott last week getting away from James Cook in the final minutes in the crucial times, whether it was the Texans, you know, just kind of getting outside of themselves against us. In past years, we know we've made a lot of noise about John Harbaugh and what he didn't do in the run game against us in the AFC Championship last year. So I just think that that's kind of the dynamic that we've been able to present when we're playing against teams, is that at some point we're a team that sticks to what we do and the other team kind of shows their hand just a bit, or maybe shows their desperation and then we're able to take advantage of that. So I think that's when you look at the matchups, whether it's interior linemen, outside on the perimeter, quarterback versus quarterback, running game versus running game, there's a lot of parallels in this game. It's just really going to come down to who's going to execute based on their identity and who's going to get outside the box a little bit.
Dana, I know you've been there since, what, Sunday, if not Monday. Been around the guys a little bit. How does it compare, I guess, to the last couple of these? Certainly 2 years ago when they were playing Philadelphia, a lot of these guys have been through it before. So is it the same type of mood? I'm assuming there's plenty of confidence, but if you could, just what's the interaction been like with some of the players and even the staff for the last couple of days?
I think it's been relaxed. And I feel like, you know, not being a player that has been on this stage, I got to the AFC Championship, and that was the height of my postseason success. But I just find it very unique, very comforting as a Chiefs fan that they're just moving around like it's another game. And I think that's where you have to be from a mental standpoint and emotional standpoint. You can't get too high, and now it's Thursday, and you're coming down on Sunday, or you're trying to manufacture energy to get through the game. We already know it's going to be a lot. We already know that the players, once you step on that field, your adrenaline shoots through the roof. Now it's about being able to manage that and not just manage it on game day, but manage it throughout the week. And roaming around the team hotel, those guys just move around like it's just another week of work. That's really it. Meeting with the coaches, saw last night in the meal room, the tight ends were playing a board game together. There was like six of them sitting around, tight ends and running backs, sitting around playing a board game. And like, that's kind of what I'd like to see. It's not about guys, you know, there's no chatter about going to a party or getting out of the hotel, or these guys are just focused, laser focused, and they're doing their job in preparation up to the game. And it's the same thing with the coaches. Even talking with the coaches earlier, this is like, okay, now we're at the time where let's hurry up and get the game here. Like, it's been long enough. And that's kind of the mindset that you want to hear and what you want to see from guys.
Dan, what game are they playing?
I don't know. I didn't hover too long. I didn't want to be that dude that's hovering over them relaxing. So I just kind of glanced over a couple of times. But it was some sort of board game, so I don't know. I might have to check that one out.
We know at training camp some were playing Settlers of Catan together, so I thought it was at least possible that was the game they were playing, but I was at least full circle, you know, if that was possible. I guess if you look at these teams, Dana, and they're all different, so, like, it's hard to compare directly. Which of these, like, if they complete the three-peat, we don't know that yet or not, but where do you think this ranks amongst the teams that won the Super Bowl the previous 2 years? Is it in the middle? Is it better? Ooh. Is it about the same, right? Because 3 years ago, the first one, they scored 100 more points in the regular season, but they gave up about 40 more points. Last year, they actually scored less points than this year's team in the regular season, but gave up about 30 less points. So, like, where do you think they rank amongst them?
Yeah, it's going to be tough for me to put them behind either of those teams. I think they're going to be in front just because not only of getting to this point and setting history, but how they got to this point. The injuries that were sustained all season long, the ups and downs and ebbs and flows, but yet still figuring out ways to win football games. They were 15-1. I'm not giving that last loss to the Chiefs, to this team, against the Broncos. I'm just considering them that they played a 16-game season and they were 15-1. And the fact that they were able to do that playing the team that they beat in the AFC Championship as opening weekend, the next team in the Bengals, who were a rival, supposed to be a rival, and then to have the three games and 11-day stretch at the end of the season, secure the number one seed, and then get to this point again when you've gotten not just the bullets shot at you, but like bombs, nuclear missiles from every team trying to unseat the two-time defending Super Bowl champs. And now we're still here, standing, and actually probably in better shape than we were most of the season, if not outside of week one and week two, as far as health and confidence and everybody playing in the right place and with the right clip and the mindset. Like, you can make an argument that we're better off right now than we were in the beginning of the season, outside of maybe Rashee Rice being missing. So I feel like it would be tough for me to say, you know what, this is a second or third team of the three-peat. I feel like it's going to be number one because of all of that's on the table.
We're talking to Danan Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver. Of course, he will be on the broadcast Sunday right here on 96.5 The Fan as the Chiefs take on the Eagles. I think last week we asked you about A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith a little bit. On the flip side for the Chiefs, what do you make of the secondary they're going to go up against in Philadelphia? It's a much different secondary than the one they faced a few years ago.
Yeah, I think this defense seems more physical than that defense. They seem definitely more disciplined than that defense. And when you add in the Hawkeye Cooper DeJean, who's kind of a Swiss Army knife, he's got coverage skills like a corner, but he plays physically like a safety. That adds a little juice to them as well. And when you got big play Slay on the outside, I mean, that's one side of the field that you definitely have to be careful anytime you throw the ball over there. I just feel like they're a more complete team overall. Not very many weaknesses at all on this team. The defensive front, the three Georgia boys up front, is really what makes this defense go. And when they're able to get pressure with just four guys, think about it, just mathematically. Four defenders getting pressure in the face of opposing quarterbacks means there's seven other guys that can defend every throwing lane, can double cover anybody that they need to double cover, because they don't have to blitz to get in the face and rattle the quarterback. So if we can secure the pocket better than most have against them, or if Patrick can be mobile to buy time, not just to run for his life, but to buy time to carve up the defense downfield, then it's going to be a long, long night for their defense. So I just know that we've faced some very dominant pass rushes. We've faced some very strong defenses. Heck, just in the AFC West, you can consider what the Denver Broncos have been. And then no luck playing the Texans twice, playing the Niners. I mean, you can go through the list of teams that we played. And although we had some struggles at times, we figured it out. And that's what this game is going to come down to, figuring out how to take their strength and make it a weakness.
Dane, and I will admit that this could just be because I'm in Kansas City, so I hear the opposite end of this more often. It feels like nationally it's a way bigger deal. What's Kansas City's offensive line going to do against the Eagles' defensive line? Isn't it the identical problem on the opposite side? The Eagles' offensive line is not like without its problems, and the Chiefs' defensive line is not without dominant players, guys like Chris Jones.
Yeah, I think the glaring thing that jumps out about their offensive line against our defensive line is their girth, their bulk. I mean, they're the biggest offensive line that we will have faced. Okay. And in some respects, we're probably the smallest D-line that they face. Outside of Mike Pinnell Jr. and Chris Jones, everybody else is kind of built for speed and quickness. And that's what we're going to have to utilize to defeat them. We can't allow their big bodies to swallow us up on blocks. They do a nice job, including Dallas Goedert, on the perimeter and blocking. You think about that first touchdown run by Saquon Barkley against the Washington Commanders. Everybody was covered up, just swallowed up in the middle, and then he was able to get on the perimeter and break a few tackles. Like, we can't afford those bodies to be taking us up and moving us around. But at the same time, we can't try to slip around them either. That's where big plays happen in the run game, is when the defensive tackle tries to jump outside of a block instead of taking him on. When the defensive end is not leaving his outside shoulder open to force the running back to cut back inside. When the corner takes the wrong angle off of a block from a wide receiver and allows the running back to get down the sideline. That's when the big plays happen. So the discipline is not just about being more physical. It's about being more disciplined in your run gap, your gap fits, and where you're supposed to be. Because there are times, and I've seen it with this defense, I've seen it with those past two defenses, where we've gotten gashed a little bit because guys are not doing their specific job. They're trying to do something unique. They're trying to guess at whether it's a pass or a run, maybe trying to get too happy in getting a pass rush in the face of opposing quarterbacks and not being disciplined with their keys. And that's where you get big plays that could have been small plays. So that's where it's going to land for me, and that's where I'm going to be watching each matchup on the interior, because we got to make sure to contain the running game for the Eagles. Not just Saquon Barkley, but their backup running back, as well as Jalen Hurts, because he ran very well against the Commanders as well.
Before we let you go, do you have a player, maybe that's not, like, obviously not Kelsey, not Kareem Hunt, that you think could end up having just a massive impact in this game? I say that because 2 weeks ago, nobody probably saw Juju Smith-Schuster having the game he was having, yeah. But that right out of the gate on the scripted plays, he was involved. Andy's got 2 weeks to get ready for this one. Is there a player off the radar a bit you think could end up having a big play or a big moment?
The first name that comes to mind from an offensive standpoint is Noah Gray.
I like that answer.
I feel like with the season he's had this year, being that complementary force for Travis Kelce, as well as a guy that can fly under the radar. We've seen him line up in the backfield as kind of an H-back / fullback, but we've also seen him at the conventional tight end position. I think he can be a guy. And also, Nico Remigio on special teams. I mean, you can make an argument that part of the reason, or a strong reason why we're here, is because of his return ability, first against the Texans and then against the Bills. I mean, two huge plays that kind of ignited the stadium, ignited the team, and then I think made the other teams a little fearful about what they were going to do the rest of the game in regards to their punt and kickoff coverage. So if you're talking about outside the box, like, I'd like to see that train continue to roll down the tracks, and special teams being a huge factor, and maybe it'll be a Leo Chanel block field goal again like we've seen in the past.
I kind of hope that it ends in like some sort of thing that can make people be like, they can't, not again. I don't like, yeah. I know that's a sick way to think about it, Dana, but like, they're already upset. It kind of brings me joy to know that they would have to watch something go down weird again, like a doink in for the win.
I'll take it whatever way we can get it. I'll definitely take it.
Just get the win. By the way, we appreciate you calling in. We've got your buddy, Sean Barber, calling in or coming in studio in the 1 o'clock hour. I don't know if you have anything you want us to tell him.
You guys got extra Tylenol? You guys need any?
Which one of
Bismol
you
or anything?
Which one of you would host a worst Super Bowl party? We got asked about the people at the station
Ooh.
Earlier.
Would host the worst one?
Yeah.
I mean, offense always does it better than defense, so I'm going to say he would host the worst party.
We'll make sure he knows.
Well, yeah, we'll definitely
he's
pass.
More, but he's more social than me. Like, he's okay. Got contact all over. Like, that's a tough one. I have to give him credit where it's due. He's the more social guy, so maybe his party will be better.
But your spread might be better is what it sounds like.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, man. Well, enjoy the food down in New Orleans, and obviously we'll be listening on Sunday to the call. Appreciate the time.
No problem, fellas. All right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.